The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I had an epiphany today, and I gotta tell you about it. And I should be writing Season 19, Episode 13.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting home watching Doctor.
Hi there. Welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Myrrh Lafferty. I've self-published 7 novellas, Small Press published 1 novel, and traditionally published 6 novels with a 7th coming out this November. And I've been doing this podcast designed to help new writers get over their own hang-ups about writing since 2005. I usually start the show by talking what I've been up to. I've been stressing about working through the beginning of my novella again, but this week I've gotten some good works on it. Where am I? I'm at 1,430 words for the restart. I haven't gone through the existing work to see what I can salvage. I'm sure I can salvage a lot. The plot itself is not changing, but a lot of the characters are going to be either cut out or merged together. But I'm feeling good. My focus right now is get a morning routine going that gets me sitting down and writing at the same time. I can sit down at a certain time after doing my regular stuff, but writing, that's still a challenge to do first thing. So if you go to twitch.tv/mightymyrrh on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, you can participate in the live recordings of this podcast. One thing we do is celebrate good news, and we welcome everyone's good news, which includes rejections, by the way, because rejections mean you're a working writer. But these pre-recorded episodes don't really have good news, because I don't have a live audience to talk to. I was on the treadmill this morning, and I had a realization. Real light bulb moment. I was reading The Artist's Way Finding Water book, which is, I'm still trying to get through. I've tried it several times. But I found a section called Feelings Aren't Facts. And this is very close to a topic I've spoken about before, about emotions not reflecting reality. Julia Cameron's phrase has better alliteration, I'll admit. But we're saying the same thing. The point is, on the days when you feel like crap, your writing will be the same caliber as the days you feel great. So whether you think it's a great day or you're garbage, those are feelings that you are having. It doesn't reflect the reality on your page. When I have bad days, that really keeps me going. I've been honest about being in a funk lately. It's an annoying funk, because it's not a full-blown terrible depression, the kind I can't get dressed. Not to say I want that. But I'm feeling this low background grind, just enough to whine about, not enough to talk to my doctor about. I've tried hard to keep most of it out of the show, even though I also try to be honest about my own mental health journey to let you know that it's okay to get help, it's okay to be on medication. You can still build a creative career with these aspects in your life. You don't have to suffer for your art. But one thing that's helping me through this is the idea that emotions are not reality. But today, Julia Cameron said something that blew my mind. Quote, "Each action restores a sense of optimism." She was talking about being depressed and doing little things to bring her out of her own funk, and specifically talking about washing her hair. But that sentence seemed perfect. I've talked recently about how making your bed won't magically transform your day, like some people pithily say. You have to do other things. It takes more work than just making your bed. But right now I'm realizing anything you accomplish, is giving the middle finger to your depression. It's sticking your tongue out at your inner editor, or what I call your bully. The bully's goal, in your head, is to get you to stop. What you're doing is garbage. Stop. The story isn't good enough to sell. Stop. Your writing career peaked with your last book. Stop. If your favorite writer ever met you, they would hate you. Stop. I have a really bad bully. His name is Brett. Sometimes it's Bart. It's some short B name that's really fun to say with a derisive tone. Brett. Bart. Brad. It fluctuates. Visually, it's a potato that's constantly flipping me off. Don't ask me. That's just what I see. And I realize that Bart tells me that doing a morning routine will not transform my day. And I can say, okay, Bart, let's see if you're right. And do it anyway. Bart tells me my story is garbage. And I say, okay, but it's not your decision whether it sells or not. You're not an editor. And if you did run a short fiction publication, let me be your inner editor and say it would suck because nothing would ever be good enough for you. And you'd publish nothing. Since it's not your decision, Bart, I'm going to keep writing. The idea that doing these things creates optimism gave me literal hope. There's so many things in the world I can't fix. So many things that just bring me down. And when I'm down, I don't want to do anything. So, when I'm down, if I can get dressed, and yeah, if I could make my bed, do a chore, write 1,000 words. Every time I do one of these things, it's turning on a little light of hope. I shave off a little of the power I've given to Bart's sister, Entropy. Entropy wants the status quo just so she can quietly rot your life away. Why Entropy doesn't have her own name, I have no idea. So this is highly embarrassing, but I want to be honest. Working from home, made even worse by the pandemic, has made me extremely lazy with regards to personal hygiene. I'll sometimes get dressed in the afternoon. Sometimes I'll change pajamas at 6 p.m. just to tell myself at least I'm wearing clean clothes. Sometimes I forget to brush my teeth until the afternoon. I don't even want to think about the harm I'm doing to my skin. But lately, I get up, wash my face, brush my teeth, work out, shower, and get dressed. It's my morning ritual. And it does more than get me moving and clean. It tells me that I'm achieving things, no matter how tiny. I am achieving something before I even sit down to write. I'm starting the day with a win. The bully and Entropy want nothing more than to make me stop. They say that nothing I'm doing is worth it. So let's play devil's advocate. What if they're right? They might be. I might be writing crap. I can't be guaranteed to write a good story or sell a story just from the power of optimism. It is possible that the book I wrote in 2015 may be the best thing I ever do. But, I won't know until I try and find out. I can't just assume. I can't take their word for law. Especially because I know they're jerks who want me to slow down enough so that they can play more Power Wash Simulator. Man, that game's addicting. Here's something else to think about. The voice in your head, the editor, the bully, Entropy, they don't know any more than you do about the world. They don't have any intel you don't have. And if you think something's worth doing, like writing, or a household chore, or learning a new habit when you're in the lame duck months of your 40s, then you have as much chance of being right as they do. That voice is speaking to you from a place of false certainty. When you wonder, gee, is this any good? They pipe up to say, nope. But they don't know anything that you don't know. They don't have a secret intel like there's a CIA staffed with all of our inner critics sneaking into publishers to find out if they would really like the thing that you write. It's kind of a fun idea, but you know, if they did find that the publishers want your stuff, they still wouldn't tell you. Just writing is a triumph. Just writing is optimism. Writing is telling the bully that they may be right, but you're still going to do the thing. Neither of you knows for sure, and you're the one willing to do the work. So you might as well do it and find out. That's what I'm going to be doing. Thank you for listening to I Should Be Writing. This show is brought to you by our supporting members on Twitch, Patreon, and Substack. Please leave a review of this show if it helped you out, or check out mightymer.substack.com to find out how to get my books, podcasts, or anything else I'm working on. The pre-order to Chaos Terminal, Midsolar Murders 2, is live. You can find it where books are sold. Station Eternity is also still available for sale. Please consider joining us for our next live show. Again, I stream on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern over at twitch.tv/mightymer. And if you forget all of these, just go to merverse.com. That's my homepage where all this stuff is also listed. I'll see you next time. And until then, you should be writing. I Should Be Writing is available to you under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Theme music by John Anilio. Art by Numbers Ninja. Production by Summer Brooks. And hosting by Libsyn. Find all of this information and more at merverse.com. And remember, we can't do this without you. Thanks for your support. Doctor Who. I'm sitting home watching Doctor Who.